shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday, there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Become the person of faith. Walk in faith. Believe God by faith. Come on, now faith. Whatever it is you desire, then your faith can have something to latch on to. It can grab a hold of it. But listen, you got to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the title deed. It's the evidence of things that are not yet received. It's not seen, but it has substance. It's in the unseen realm, but it has substance. It says, "For by it the elders retained a good report." Amen. Something they could not see, they got a good report on. Amen. How many know the way they got through the life and had a testimony wasn't just necessarily by their bloodline? It wasn't by their education. It wasn't by their skill. It was by their faith. Amen. Come on, it was by their faith. Amen. We read Hebrews chapter 11. We've been up and down that chapter I don't know how many times in this church. But it was all by faith. By faith, David. By faith, Moses. By faith, Noah. Amen. And all these people were all messed up. Just like you. Huh? And just like me. Ooh, all kinds of backgrounds. The first one was the first murder victim in the world. Think about that. By faith, Abel. First guy to ever get murdered. Come on, amen. All the way to Abraham. I mean, Abraham was a stargazer. He was an astrologer. He went to fortune tellers and witches. And God saw something in him, and he said, I'm going to change his name, make him father of many nations. I'm going to put a covenant with him, make a blessing to everybody. And through his bloodline. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of his life, he had been going to a wizard instead of God. All the way up through Moses, who grew up in the house of Pharaoh, floated down a river, ended up being raised by his mama as a nursemaid. And I love this one. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The only one in the list where they list their occupation. Rahab the harlot. They didn't say Moses the deliverer. Noah the ark builder. They get to Rahab and say, Rahab the harlot. Come on, by faith. Amen. He talked about all these great heroes of faith, and he began each verse with this word, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Sarah, by faith David, by faith Samson, by faith. Somebody say, by faith.
By faith.
You starting to get the message this morning?
Yes,
sir. He said, I don't know what their resume is, but here's the qualifying agent about every one of them. They did it by faith. They did it by faith, amen? They came by faith. They kept their faith no matter what they went through. They kept their faith. They stayed in faith. They kept coming by faith. Can I just tell you something this morning, ladies and gentlemen? The enemy is not after your car. He's not after your Rolex. He's not after your house. He's not even really after your kids. The devil's after my children. No. Really the devil is after, he's after your faith. Because if he can get your faith, he can paralyze you in fear. If he can get you to stop walking in faith and being on the offense and get you on the defense, he can keep you bogged down at the altar just sorting out the issues of your life the rest of your life. And you will never be focused on what God's called you to do. He's after your faith. He wants to paralyze you. Amen? Guess what? If he can paralyze your faith, then he can get your stuff. Then he will get your children. He will get your car. He will get your house. He will get your Rolex. He'll get it all. He wants to destroy your faith. Daniel 7:25 says this. It says, in the days that would lead up to the coming of the kingdom of God, that the enemy of our life would come to wear out the saints. Wear you out. Just work on your mind. Just keep you so bogged down in the culture of the world and in this postmodern time that we live in that you can't even function because you got so much on my mind. You're worried about this and worried about that and what are the kids doing and where are they and you're so worn out. And he set this whole system of this whole culture up to tear down the saints. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, wear out.
Wear out.
You know, that word in the Hebrew is not talking about being worn out in the physical. It's not talking about physical weariness. In the Hebrew, it relates to an emotional and a mental condition. It's talking about being worn out emotionally. I can't take it no more. Something about being on the verge of a breakdown, having anxiety attacks and stress attacks, and your mind's about to snap because you got so much going on, and you get worn out by the day in and day out battles that go on in your life because you really haven't discovered that the battle's already won. So you get tired of the fight. Jesus. You get weary for contending for and what you're believing for, and you get to the point where you just don't want to believe for it anymore, and you don't want to battle for it anymore, and you say, well, this is just how it is. This Christian life is just a struggle. And I'm just going to have to struggle through it by God's help. Come on, there's a better place to live, ladies and gentlemen. There's a place, there's an abundant life. Come on now. So then what happens is you become a person that starts coping with life instead of a person that conquers life. How many of God's called you to be more than a conqueror? He didn't call you to be more than a coper. I'm just coping in Jesus' name. And then stole my dog, stole my car, I'm just coping. How you coping? I'm taking Prozac. How about just being more than a conqueror? Come on now. More than a conqueror. And then what happens is when we become copers, we spend all of our time and all of our energy learning how to cope. We're trying to balance it out in our minds and balance it out and negotiate with demonic forces so that we can have peace. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Amen? Instead of trying to overcome. Am I helping anybody today?
Yes, sir.
Come on now. He comes to wear out your mind. You get exhausted in the area of your mind and all your mental capacity just gets drained. You don't have capacity to be able to even love anybody anymore. Somebody walks up and say, how you doing? You snap at them. Get out of my face. I thought you was a Christian. I am, bless God. Ooh. People get exhausted and they say, well, you know, every day I get up, I got to face the same thing. I got to go through the same struggles. I got no tomorrow because when I get up, the thing that's going to be standing at the end of my bed waiting on me will be there every day. And emotionally, you just get worn out from it and worn down from it. And then it opens up the door for the demonic to begin to demonize and tear down. And next thing you know, you're not even under your own control anymore. You've just given your will over to the enemy. You drag into church on Sunday. 15 minutes late. I made it. Trying to get passionate in worship takes 5 songs and Justin's done in 4, so you're out of luck. He's just about to break through on number 5. Because you're so worn out when you get here, amen? Emotionally drained from the battle that goes on every day, having to struggle, trying to get one foot in front of the other. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Trying to keep your head above the water. But listen to me, I've come to tell somebody today that the word says, they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You're going to do great things because he's a great God. So what's an exploit? It means that you're a conqueror. We just call you conquistador. Well, that's a title. We heard about bishop and apostle. And then what's somebody else? I'm conquistador. I have a word from God. I'm conquistador. A conqueror. Come on, more than a conqueror. Beyond being a conqueror. Doing great exploits for God. So what's a great exploit? When you walk into a room somewhere and you're the only believer in there and there's 20 people standing around that ain't believers and you leave the room and there's 20 people in there that are believers. That's a great exploit. Oh, come on now. See, when you begin to operate in faith like that, God's peace begins to rule your inner man, and you walk in that peace, you walk in that strength, that joy is there. You can get up every day and face the same things that come at you every day, but you face them from a point of victory, not a point of defeat. And instead of them having you under the barrel, you have them under your feet. Come on, somebody shout, praise the Lord.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
See, the reason why he comes to wear you out is because he wants to get you to stop contending for your faith. That's why he does that, amen? Now listen, every promise you have to contend for. Let me try that again. Every promise you have, you're going to have to contend for it. It ain't just going to fall out of the sky like pixie dust and fall on you and you go, oh, I'm anointed. No, you're going to have to contend for it. Because if you can be denied, you will be. Come on now. Can I just tell you this morning? I don't like to see empty green chairs in this building. I don't like to see them. Thank you, one person that helped me. Was that you, Michelle? Thank you. Does anybody else like to see empty green chairs? I like to see the house full of people. I like to see people been here praising God and worshiping God and showing up for church. Amen? Come on now. But how many know it's very easy for us to get in the middle of the battle and you say, you know what? Well, the church is up and down. It grows sometimes and then people leave. And then it's full and then it's not full. And then we get some good people in and then all of a sudden they get a job offer somewhere and they go. Or they move out of the state. And every time it looks like we're making headway, it's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Huh? How many know what I'm talking about? And what happens is we get overwhelmed with mental weariness. And the people that have been coming to church 4 or 5 years, they're the ones that got worn out the most. And you know who they are, because they show up late every Sunday and they only come every other Sunday. But in the beginning, when they first started coming, they were on fire for God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Couldn't wait to get here, laid at the altar and prayed for hours for the first year or two. But they got worn out by the mental weariness of seeing the ebb and the tide of the church, and it wore them out. So when the new life comes in the church, the old people are sitting here and going, well, they don't know how it is around here. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? When God's called all of us to be anointed. Amen. Come on now. And the emotional battle of, well, we're making a little progress, but we're not doing as good as we thought we were going to do. I thought we'd be doing a whole lot better than this. Pastor Jason can preach okay, but man, I don't know what's going on. He just runs off everybody, offends everybody. He's so blunt and so rude sometimes. I don't know if this church will ever grow. Huh? Come on. I think I've offended everybody here at least once. I know I've asked y'all to forgive me at least once. Come on. But we get worn out mentally, huh? How many of you here this morning thought some things were going to happen in your life a whole lot faster than they did? Some of y'all thought when you were 25 years old, you'd be on your world tour. And you're sitting here at 60 going, when's it coming? Come on. Isn't that right? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Faith is arising on the inside of your heart, because we are not in this thing for the short haul. We're in it for the long haul. See, faithfulness is the key. Faithfulness is the key. Don't let the devil wear you out. Don't let the devil steal your promise. Don't let the devil take the call of God off your life. You thought you were anointed to be on the worship team and sing. You thought you were anointed to go preach the gospel, but you got worn out and you're not doing nothing but sitting around. I got news for you today. Let faith arise on the inside of you and become faithful to the call of God. Otherwise, you're going to sit around and be miserable till Jesus comes back, wondering what could have been and what should have been. Going, coulda, shoulda, woulda. You get to heaven, and God's going to be handing out rewards. And God said, oh, here's the reward I had for that those 1,500 people you're going to leave. Oh, but you missed that one. And here's the other reward that I was going to give you when you, oh, you didn't do that either. By the way, why did you sit on the pew for 20 years like that? Well, I was on the worship team when I started, and somebody offended me. But I did pay my tithes every week and go to church when I could get there when I wasn't tired. I ain't got no help. I'm trying to help somebody, though. Come on now. Look, I'm not in this thing just to get a couple praise the Lords and a couple hallelujahs and, you know, have the Holy Ghost come down, tap me on the shoulder, knock me out on the floor, and get up and go home and go, boy, we had a good service today. That's not what we're doing this for, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
This is about getting people into heaven. This is about keeping people from going to hell. This is about learning how to live an overcoming, victorious life. This is about learning how to walk in abundance. This is about passing from this generation to the next generation the truth of God that can save a nation. My God, it's important. I refuse to be denied. Someone touch somebody and say, I refuse to be denied. I refuse to give up until God does everything He's promised in this house. Because He's not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. If He said He'll do it, He's going to do it. He'll bring it to pass. That's my God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't got no desire to come into a house where the people are just sort of saying, well, I guess we can make it. Over yonder, over the hilltop, around the next corner, we'll get there one day. I have no desire for that. I have a desire to show up in the presence of the Lord on a Sunday morning and worship Jesus with you guys and see the power of God manifest in this place like never before, and manifestations of healings and sickness and disease running out of this house and people being shook to the core by the power of God like never before. That's what I have a desire for. I want to see miracles. I want to see the promise. I want to see blessing. I want to see it manifested in the life of every believer. That's what I want to see. Does anybody want to see that with me? Hallelujah. I believe God's got some big things coming for Truth Church. I'm glad all you visitors here this morning. I believe God's got some amazing things in store for this house. I believe it. I think we're right on the precipice of a breakthrough. It's like a dam that's been holding back the water, man, and they're starting to get some cracks in the mortar, and the dam's about to break in this place. I can feel something in my spirit that I've never felt before in this house, and I've been in this house a long time, but there's something that's been getting ready to cut loose in this place that's about to shake us from the inside out, and we're never going to be the same when it happens. And I want to declare to you that this city will never be the same when it happens. It's coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. We're going to be kicking down walls and building buildings before you know it. Mm. You know why? Because he said those that come to him must believe. They must believe. He didn't say you got to look good, smell right, dress right, drive the right car, have the right friends, go to the right committee, sing good. Come on, he said they must believe. I don't care if you stink to high heaven. If you believe, you're my brother and my sister. Amen. Hmm? Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'm just a simple guy. Amen. I'm not complicated. I think I'm kind of normal. I don't have any illusions here. I'm not, you know, this ain't nothing that may, I'm not complicated about this. Amen. But I do understand one thing. I understand that the power of God is real. Amen. And this ain't no joke. That what God wants to appropriate to this house is on its way. What is in the unseen realm that's been stored up for this house is beginning to manifest. Amen? Amen. Come on now. And if God put us here, then we must come to God. We must come to him believing. Amen. I mean, we got to come to God believing. Amen? Amen? Come on. And when hell begins to rage, then you got to keep on believing. When the attack comes, then you got to keep on believing. When you feel like all the weight of the world is on your shoulder, you got to keep on believing. And when people say it ain't going to happen, you got to keep on believing. And when your family thinks you've lost your mind, you got to keep on believing. And when people say, why are you going to that crazy church with that loudmouth pastor? You got to keep on believing. Come on, somebody say, I got to keep on believing. Well, mama thinks I'm crazy for going down that church. Keep on believing. Maybe mama will get it together. Come on now. Woo. If you're going to take the time to get up and get dressed and come to Truth Church, please come believing. Please. If you're going to drive all the way up here and burn the gas to get here, and it ain't cheap, at least come believing. Don't show up going, well, I don't think anything's going to happen there. If you come that way, don't come in. Come believing. Amen. Listen, there are no rewards for those that just come. I'm going to try that again. There are no rewards for those that just come. We all got it right. There are no rewards for those that just come. That's why I believe with all my heart that if this is the house that fed me and that kept my faith alive, you know what? You wouldn't be able to keep me out of this place. I'd be down here every time we're doing something. I show up when I can show up by myself. Matter of fact, I show up by myself all the time. Come on, I have a lot of intimate moments with God down here. Life is going on. People running to and fro. Life is happening. There's busyness going on everywhere. It takes a sacrifice to get down here. But if you come, come believing. Hmm? Woo! There comes a time in my life when the place that's been feeding my faith and helping me grow, that I can't let nothing keep me from getting down here. I need to be here with my brothers and sisters. I need to be in fellowship with you. I need to be encouraged by you. I need to be prayed for by you. I need to be lifted up by you. I need to see your face. You need to see my face. Don't stay home. Come believing. Amen. Amen. This is the place where our faith comes alive. This is the place where we come together in unity. This is the place where we corporately worship Jesus together and the manifested presence of God shows up together. Hallelujah. Come believing. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna have to forgive me and excuse me today. I'm just a little bit passionate about this.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.